You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, February 7th. Today we're talking about how recruiters increasingly use machines to screen applicants. But crafty hopefuls are devising tactics to outwit the machines. How are they doing it, and is it worth it? Before we get into today's top story, remember to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, companies are facing a shortage of qualified workers and fierce competition. So they're offering candidates money to interview and plush perks if they stay. Checking in on Wired Science, the same phenomenon by which an opera singer can shatter a wine glass also underlies the very existence of subatomic particles. We dive into how the physics of resonance shapes reality. And on Wired Security, Word and Excel files you download from the internet just got a whole lot safer. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Last year, Shirin Nilizada got a call from a friend who had been worn down looking for a job. Her friend had sent her resume to infinite job portals, only for it to seemingly disappear into a black hole. She was going around asking everyone, "What's the trick?" Nilizada remembers. Nilizada didn't have job advice, but she did have an idea. A computer scientist at the University of Texas at Arlington, Nilizada specializes in security informatics, or the way adversaries can breach computer systems. Oh my God, she thought, we should hack in. Most large companies use software in their hiring process. Programs called applicant tracking systems can sift through online applications and score them based on how well a candidate appears to match the open role. Some, like Oracle's Taleo, can also rank applicants to give recruiters a short list of people to interview. The resumes at the bottom of the list can end up like those of Nilizada's friend, without ever seeing the light of day. Nilizada devised an experiment to see if she could trick a resume ranking algorithm. She collected 100 resumes from LinkedIn, GitHub, and personal websites, and scraped a variety of job postings from Indeed. Then she randomly enhanced some of the resumes by embedding keywords from the job posting in the text. When she ran those through a resume ranking program, she found that their ranking improved significantly, jumping up as many as 16 spots. It didn't matter if the resume listed other relevant qualifications or if it appeared to match the open role. Nilizada's experiment was purely academic. She published her results last fall with an audience of security researchers in mind. But as software pervades the hiring process, job seekers have developed their own hacks to increase their interview chances, such as adding keywords to the metadata of their resume file or including the names of Ivy League universities in invisible text. One person, applying for an entry-level job at Google, told me they listed their Facebook page on their resume because they believed Google's applicant tracking systems rewarded mentions of other large tech companies. Some applicants believe such tactics help. Marco Garcia, a master's student at École Polytechnique in France, struggled to get an interview for an internship last year until he started copying the job description of each job into his resume in tiny white type. It was invisible to the naked eye, but not to a computer. After adding the job descriptions, he told me he definitely got more interviews. Sending a resume is just one piece of the hiring process, and plenty of hiring still happens through referrals rather than cold applications. But since so many jobs are formally advertised online, recruiters rely on algorithms to wade through the flood. You might receive anywhere from 100 to 250 resumes for a single job opening, says Julie Schweber, an advisor at the Society of Human Resource Managers, who worked in HR for 18 years. Schweber says software can filter out as many as 75% of applicants who don't meet the job criteria and can help recruiters choose the small number of candidates to advance to the next level. Software can also disadvantage certain candidates, says Joseph Fuller, a management professor at Harvard Business School. Last fall, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission launched an initiative to examine the role of artificial intelligence in hiring, citing concerns that new technologies presented a high-tech pathway to discrimination. Around the same time, Fuller published a report suggesting that applicant tracking systems routinely exclude candidates with irregularities on their resumes, a gap in employment, for example, or relevant skills that didn't quite match the recruiter's keywords. When companies are focused on making their process hyper-efficient, they can over-dignify the technology, he says. To help workers get around these algorithmic gatekeepers, another group of companies offer to help job seekers optimize their resumes. JobScan, one such optimizer, was founded by a disgruntled job seeker who couldn't seem to get any interviews. For $50 a month, JobScan offers access to software that mimics an applicant tracking system. It claims to boost candidates' chances by showing them what recruiters are looking at, including resume scores and keyword matching. It also suggests specific skills to add and edits out resume cliches like team player or self-starter. The company says more than 1 million people have used its software since it launched in 2014. Other tools like ResiMatch and Resonate help job applicants see how well their skills match a job description and suggest how often they should mention specific keywords in their resume. Austin Belkak, who created ResiMatch, says this technique works similarly to the way people tried to boost their placement in search results in the early 2000s, where they would take a bunch of keywords and write them on their website in the same color as the background. A visitor to the webpage wouldn't notice, but Google would pick up on it and would boost the website's page ranking. Techniques have evolved since then, creating an entire field of search engine optimizers. Similarly, Belkak says it's fairly simple to optimize a resume, but some of the applicant tracking systems are getting smarter. SAP SuccessFactors, which makes one such applicant tracking system, uses machine learning to score job candidates based on how well their skills and experience match the job description. Jill Popelka, the company's president, says the software has evolved to prevent blatant keyword stuffing, like a person writing accounting, 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 accounting in white text in their resume footer. A keyword by itself is weighted less than a keyword used in the context of a sentence, such as in a candidate's description of previous work experience, says Popelka. Even when an applicant can hack their way to the top of the resume ranking, it doesn't always help them get the job, says Nate Smith, the CEO of Lever, which also makes an applicant tracking system. It's more important to focus on a human looking at your resume rather than clever tricks, like trying to stuff keywords in there, he says. It just looks weird to a person. Schweber, the HR veteran, said that the ranking software acts more as a guide. If the resume doesn't seem like a great fit, it's not going to lead to an interview or a job offer. To that end, recruiters are now turning to other types of assessments to evaluate job candidates beyond their resumes. Pymetrics, an AI job matching platform, offers soft skills assessments in the form of little games. The company says it takes the pressure off candidates to self-report their skills and allows them to show how they might perform in a workplace. Burke, used by a number of Fortune 500 companies, offers personality assessments of job candidates to tell hiring managers how they fit into an existing team. The job platform Indeed also offers tools to test a job applicant's attention to detail, critical thinking, or ability to memorize information. The idea is that these software programs can give recruiters a more reliable sense of who they're bringing in for an interview. That is, until job candidates find a way to hack their scores on those, too. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.